Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN. You, by the way, click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. We are right there. You can listen to us on your smart speakers. You can download the podcast. We are presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by the great Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst. What's up, Coach?
Well, I keep looking at that suitcase of money. Key, I mean, come on. How much money are you going to give away?
That ain't mine. That's Mickey Mouse doing that.
Well, Mickey Mouse got a lot of money now. There ain't no doubt about that.
Hey, Coach, we've been talking a lot about it this morning. Why are the Bengals such a bad matchup for the Chiefs?
Well, I think this, it's really confidence. You know, and that's in sports, period. It's, you know, why when Ali fought, why was Frazier such a bad matchup for Muhammad Ali, right? Mm. And it's just certain teams have just charisma or just the way they play that they become a bad matchup. And it's, I think with the Chiefs, the thing that when I watch them play, they're a very good football team. There's no doubt about it. But they're loose with the ball. If you watch their games offensively, they play loose with the ball. The ball's on the ground, right? It's just loose. The quarterback is – I mean, he's unbelievable. But there's throws that he makes sometimes, and when he runs with the ball in his hand, they're just loose with the ball. And when you play a team that can match you offensively, you can't turn the ball over. You give them a possession. They steal a possession, you lose the ability to score, and then they score. That's a problem.
You know, Herm, I was thinking, as you sat down, you know, 5 minutes ago or so, I was just thinking about the matchup situation. Mm-hmm. And I can only go back to the days that I played, and there was three across the board. If you had three and that team was going to challenge you, they had three. And I remember playing against the Kansas City Chiefs, and they had Dale Carter, Hastie, and Mighty Mouse. Right. We had Wayne, Dietrich, and myself. That was a tough matchup for us. Then they had Derek Thomas and Donnie Edwards and coming off the edge, and they had Chester McLaughlin and Leslie O'Neal in the middle clogging things up. And it just was a bad match. Although we got out of there with a W, it was a bad matchup. So when I look at the Chiefs against the Bengals, they don't have three across the board on the defensive side, but they got three in Boyd, Higgins, and Jamar Chase, and they want to play all this man-to-man. And that, to me, is part of the Achilles heel on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you make a great point. And the team you talked about in Kansas City, I was actually secondary coach.
So you taught them to grab me and do all that.
Yeah, exactly right. Hold until they don't, because they ain't going to call it half the time. So, but really, I mean, you're right, Key, and it's skill-wise, when you watch both these teams, they have some great athletes, and we can't talk about the quarterbacks enough. They're really outstanding. Mahomes, obviously, best quarterback in the league, and this Burrow's guy, I mean, we're just watching him get better all the time. Just all the time. And you know what's interesting? When I watch the National Football League now, and even in college football, Key, and you brought this to the table when you came in as a wide receiver, the contested throw now is more normal in the National Football League. In other words, the quarterback throws the ball when the receiver's covered.
Yeah.
And just throws it up. And receivers, I mean, every week we see some great catches, some contested catches. And I look at the other side of it, playing defensive back. The defensive backs – don't play the ball correctly. Three-fourths of the time, they don't play the ball correctly. They turn the wrong way or they panic. And I think offenses now are attacking corners and safeties down the field. They just say, you know what? Just throw it.
Yeah.
And we're going to win 70% of the time if you throw it.
Yeah, what I tell you, Jay and Max, is what Herm just said, panic. When that ball in the air, that thing looked different. It looked different.
Coach, what do you think about the job that the Bengals, I was talking about this with Dan Orlovsky about this before. At the beginning of the season, we were talking a lot about the fact that the amount of pressures that were able to get on Joe Burrow, I mean, he was leading the league in sacks. And it seems like that has cleaned itself up. He's having a cleaner pocket to make plays. How much improvement have you seen with this O-line?
Oh, dramatic. And I think it comes along with coaching, what you're trying to do, you know, scheme-wise, schematically. But I also think this, Joe Burrow gets rid of the ball very quickly as well. That helps you when you get a quarterback that makes a decision and knows where to go with the ball. And the quicker you can process the information as a quarterback and you understand the coverage, you know, Kansas City plays a lot of man-to-man. And so they're on an island. And once you read it, you say, okay, where's my matchup? Who am I going to throw the ball to? And that's all game plan during the course of the week. But I think their offensive line has done a remarkable job, which has improved it. And this is what you want to do. When you look, guys, if you close your eyes and just say, okay, what is the team that since the beginning of the season right now is improving in the playoff run? You'd say the Cincinnati Bengals, right?
Yes.
They've been playing with some injured, with some guys not in the lineup. They got the receiver back yesterday. The runner ain't back yet. And they're getting better, guys.
And that's a hell of a receiver and runner not to have.
Boy.
And where do you see them stack up in the AFC?
Oh, they're in the top three. I mean, you're talking about Kansas City, Buffalo, and Cincinnati. Mm. And however you want to, you look, and we can say, well, this week it's this team. All those teams are legitimate Super Bowl candidates. There's no doubt about
Coach,
that.
Coach, you mentioned those three, Herm. Is that because Miami took a thumping with the 49ers yesterday that now all of a sudden Miami looks different to people?
Well, we talked about it. Can you take that show on the road? Can you take it on the road? And now you're playing against a playoff defense in San Francisco, right? You're going to play some defenses now. And that's what you're going to match up against. I still think Miami's a really good football team. But yesterday, after San Francisco loses the quarterback, you say, well, what's going to happen? I don't think that's an issue with the 49ers, losing the quarterback. I think Jimmy Garoppolo does a great job, but Coach Shanahan is the best play caller in the National Football League. He's going to put the quarterback in position to be successful. Purdy, we recruited that kid from Arizona. You know, he'll get the ball out of his hand. He'll make the right decisions. The thing that's worrisome with me when I watch San Francisco play, defensively, the back end. They're not connected at times. You saw yesterday, the first play of the game was a pass. It's just a three seam. It was just trips, and they ran the guy up the seam. And the hook player voids the zone. The big putt, the post, right? That was in three deep, and the safety jumps to over, and they hit the post. You see them giving up some big plays at time in the secondary. They got to tighten that up. But other than that, San Francisco, you don't have to worry about it. Purdy will be fine.
Coach, I want to get back to the Bengals and the Chiefs just for one reason.
Sure.
You know, Josh Allen, you got to get past. You got to get around Mahomes. Justin Herbert's got to make the playoffs. But ultimately, can he compete with Mahomes in the division? Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, is younger than Joe Burrow, he's got to get over Mahomes. All those guys have yet to do it. Burrow has yet to lose to Mahomes. Does that give Cincinnati a psychological advantage in the AFC, the fact that they've never lost to these guys? The only other team to get past Mahomes to get to the Super Bowl in the conference has been led by Tom freaking Brady, right? Like, does that mean in a way that the Bengals are now the team to beat?
Well, look, they beat what we think is the best team in the AFC is Kansas City, right? We just kind of lean toward them because of the quarterback and everything they can do and that and how they play. But when you think about Cincinnati and Buffalo, they're right there. I mean, those are three really good teams, guys. I mean, you know, we nitpick every week. We said this and that. Look, this is football at its highest level when you think about these teams. All these teams are well-coached. They have great quarterbacks. All those quarterbacks are in the top 10 in offense, right? And defensively, you're going to give up some more yards defensively because people are trying to score the ball on you. So you're going to give up some yards defensively. The worst defense when you look at both sides of the ledger, the AFC and the NFC, is the Vikings, right? They're the worst defense. It ain't even close, guys. They're in the bottom defensively. But Kirk Cousins in that offense, no one's giving Kirk Cousins any love. Kirk Cousins basically is helping this team win a lot of games.
Coach, before we let you go, pardon me. We got you for more time.
Yeah,
but before we get to the – maybe we should do the winning word first and then get to Lamar.
No, I was going to ask a question.
Do Lamar now?
Yeah. Coach, we were talking about Lamar's injury.
Yes.
And I was curious, you know, Key and I feel a little bit differently about it, but I want to hear your perspective first. Do you think that injury can hurt his negotiation? And then who do you put that blame on if it could? More so Lamar or more so the Ravens?
Well, injury is just, you know, that's – I don't know if you put the blame on the injury of anybody. It's just what he had to go through and what he's gone through to try to get his contract done. There comes a point to where if you're an organization, there's a number. And I think it was the guaranteed money, wasn't it? He wanted so much guaranteed, and I can understand that. He plays quarterback, well-deserved. And by the way, guys, they've built this offense around this quarterback. That's their offense. It's not pleasing to the eye by any stretch of the imagination, but in their division, they know how to win games. They're going to be in the playoffs every year because how they want to play, right? Harbaugh at Michigan, his brother, plays the same kind of offense, right? They're going to run it. They're going to play action. They're going to roll the quarterback. They've tailored this offense around his skill set. With that being said, can they win? Yeah, they can win. They've won a lot of games. You hate for this to happen. When he didn't get this contract done, you're sitting there going, you're crossing your fingers going, just get through the season, man. Don't get hurt, right? Because you know what's going to happen. There's going to be if you get hurt, then where are you at? I think the Ravens will do the right thing by Lamar Jackson. That's what I'm hoping. This
what's
is a good
the right thing, Herm?
To give him his money.
What kind of money, though?
Well, look, and you said it earlier. I mean, all I know is this, guys. Whatever money he gets, and we can say, well, it's not top dollar, there's always going to be a guy getting more than you. There's always going to be a guy getting less to you. Somewhere, what are you okay with, right?
That's true.
By the way, this is his money, guys. This ain't our money. This ain't nobody's money but his. He knows in his mind what is right for you, right? Mm-hmm. I know one thing. It's life-changing. He'll never have to work again. Whatever he gets, guys, he ain't working no more. And rightly deserved because what he's done for this organization.
Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst. You know what time it is, Herm?
It's money time.
It's money time.
I know
Herm
it
got
is.
It. It's time for the winning word of the hour on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. The winning word of the hour, which you are to text to 777-000 to win $2,500. Bankroll. 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 What is Lamar's bankroll going to be? Is it going to be $230 million plus guarantee that Deshaun Watson got, who's never done what Lamar's done yet in the NFL? Or is it going to be something south of that? What's Joe Burrow going to wind up getting, right? Same division. Should Lamar settle for less than two other guys who haven't done what he's done in the same division? KJM 10K a day giveaway. Text bankroll to 777-000. You might win $2,500. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Oh, it is time to play fill in the blank, guys. With Coach Herm Edwards, former Chiefs and Jets head coach, of course, and now our very own at ESPN. Fill in the blank time, Shannon.
All right, we'll start our first question here, Kia. We'll start with you. The best team in the NFL is blank.
I'm torn with this one, but I'm going to stick with the Dallas Cowboys for right now. I just think that defense is something about what they do up front in harassing these quarterbacks. And once they get a little bit of a lead and people got to drop back and start throwing the football, they unleash on people. I mean, they harassing them, mixed with a little bit of the offense, running the football, Pollard, Zeke. I'm just going to stick with Houston. Not Houston. Philadelphia's not far behind, though.
Hey, Coach, what do you think? Who's the best team? The best team in NFL is who?
Don't even start. You think I'm picking the Cowboys? I can never walk back in Philadelphia. It's Philadelphia. and I think, for me, the difference is the quarterback play. I think Hurst is in the MVP talk, the way he's playing. And their defense is, by the way, in Philadelphia, is pretty good, too. It's pretty good. Both those teams are – but I think the quarterback is the difference maker for me right now. He's throwing the ball better than Dak, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to go with the Eagles as the best team in the NFL. I mean, I just think top to bottom, Jalen Hurts is – he's him and Patrick Mahomes in the MVP conversation. They're both leaders at the top. The way their defense is playing, the way they've stacked the box, the way their offense is so prolific, and A.J. Brown, I think they're the best team.
A.J. Brown reminds you a lot of Keyshawn. Big, strong, physical guy, goes up and catches the ball. Unbelievable.
Except I look better, huh?
Oh, well, we know you good.
I'll say this. The best team in the NFL is the Eagles, basically, since the preseason, since the offseason when you looked at the roster. Not as sexy up front on defense because there's no Micah Parsons, right? He's one of one. But – overall, top to bottom, both sides of the line of scrimmage, the defense, the offense, the quarterback, the alpha receiver, the way they run the ball. It's the Eagles top to bottom. They are what we all said the Bills were going to be.
Look, I don't think there's a wrong answer with Philly or Dallas, and if you want to just throw it out there, you might want to add the Cincinnati Bengals
sure.
in that mix.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, you know. They're scary. They're scary. They're coming.
And don't forget the Chiefs, by the way.
They're coming.
I mean,
they're
of course not.
Teams.
The
they're
Chiefs or the Bills.
They're good teams.
All right.
All right. Next here, Keith. The NFL MVP should be blank.
Jalen Hurts. If the season ended today, I'm taking Jalen Hurts. Patrick Mahomes, obviously, everything that he means to that team, all those sort of things, I get it. He's got too many losses on his resume this year for me. Jalen Hurts continue, like Herm said, there was all these question marks from people like Max Kellerman on whether or not he could throw the football. Well, guess what? He's shown everybody he can throw the football.
Yeah, I would go with Hurst as well. I mean, he's just you hate to say this anymore because you say it in college a lot. He's a dual threat. He is, because he can make play. He can put the team on his back. He's done that. He's done that. He's put the team on his back at times when that offense struggles. He'll just go make a play with his legs.
Yeah, I'm going to say the NFL MVP will be Patrick Mahomes, because I think the game against the Cowboys is going to be an eye-opener. I think that's where the Eagles will lose that game. And I think if you look at the rest of the schedule for Patrick Mahomes, it's a pretty light slate. I think that's when he'll elevate.
I think it'll be Patrick Mahomes. I think Jalen Hurts has a case. By the way, Tua had one bad game. You know, Lamar Jackson now with the injury, it's hard to say. Like Josh Allen, there are guys who could get back in it still. There's still enough games left. But I think Mahomes will win. By the way, he's having the best season. And he's asked to – like Jalen Hurts, as multifaceted as he is, has a better roster than Patrick Mahomes by a bit. Like, you know, Patrick Mahomes is the best player I've ever seen at quarterback. He's the best I've ever seen.
Oh, well, you're not wrong by picking him. But you're not wrong by picking Mahomes.
He's
There's
incredible.
No doubt about that.
All right, we're moving on here. Coach, we're actually going to start with you with this next question. The NFL Coach of the Year is blank.
Whew.
Wow. The NFL Coach of the Year.
Oof. Some good candidates.
It's a tough one.
I would say Coach at Miami, first-year head coach, got his team in playoff contention. They're going to get in the playoffs. What he's done to transform this team offensively, went out and got some weapons. Tua, obviously, now, you know, he ran into a buzzsaw yesterday against the 49ers defense. But I would say, I would say Miami. Yeah,
I mean, we can go mm-hmm. McDaniel. It's not a wrong situation there. You mentioned going out, getting Tyreek Hill, getting a left tackle, bringing in some other players or running backs, things of that nature. But this is one that I've really – Minnesota, even though that defense is bad, Kevin O'Connell's a first-year head coach, right?
Yeah, so is the guy from Miami.
In line.
He's working with a quarterback that, much like Miami, that a lot of people not giving any love to.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins.
And they're going to win their division. Well, I don't think Miami's going to win their division. So I would, just to get off the Nick Sirianni's, the Dables, I'm going to go Kevin O'Connell.
That's okay.
I like that one. I'm going to go Nick Sirianni. It's hard for me with everything I've seen the Eagles do, the moves I've seen them make, and the fact that they've only lost one game throughout the course of the season, and they by far look like the Super Bowl favorite.
Yeah, Sirianni is a great choice. I think there are a lot of great choices, including Mike McDaniel, including yeah. – and I'll tell you what, my guy from my New York football Giants, because you have to consider, he ain't working with anything. Like, the fact that they are two games above 500, they don't have the talent to be two games above 500. But when I look at the coaching job that's done, the reason they're two games above 500 is because of the coaching. That is – they've been outstanding. Standing, and I think he deserves consideration.
Oh, absolutely deserves consideration. There's nothing wrong with any of the guys that we selected. I would have did Dable too, but that's such an easy layup.
Mm. Well, in New York, you know, everything is quantified when you're in New York.
Exactly.
It's bigger and better. All right, or it's the worst that ever happened.
Yeah,
it's
right.
The way in New York is two ways it goes, right?
The pizza's the same in Indianapolis.
Calm down,
Keyshawn Johnson. The pizza in New York's pretty good. It's pretty good in New York, man.
All right, we got one more fill-in-the-blank here with Coach Herm Edwards. A sleeper team that can reach the Super Bowl is blank. Sleeper team.
Sleeper. There ain't nobody sleeping, man. There's seven teams. It's you know, which one you want to pick out of the AFC or the NFC, right? For me, I mean, is it Cincinnati out of the AFC We know the Chiefs are always going to be in consideration. We know that. In the NFC, who is it? Is it the Cowboys finally? Is it the Cowboys? Huh? And everybody, they got the star. But I ain't picking them over my Eagles. 49ers with the quarterback going down. Everybody thinking the 49ers are out of it. They're not out of it, guys.
You like Purdy like that?
Yeah, because of who the head coach is. The thing that worries me a little bit about San Francisco, they got to get the back end fixed and get it coordinated correctly.
Sleeper team.
I got one.
I got two.
Ooh.
I'm going to take Seattle.
What?
And Geno Smith as a sleeper now, Herm. Sleeper. Hey, you know, they ain't woke.
No, they ain't woke. They might not wake up. It's winter. It's the winter.
And then maybe.
Uh-oh.
Just maybe Green Bay.
We're talking about sleeper.
Wait a minute.
That's what a sleeper means.
Hold it. Did you just say Green Bay?
Man, look, every time we sit up and say no, Herm, they win a game. They make you – you know, it's like one of the things you just can't say no to.
But you know what's funny?
Not dead yet.
You know what's funny about Green
Bay? They're not dead.
Here's what's funny about Green Bay. Everybody a week ago was talking about Aaron Rodgers. You ought to sit him down and play the one. What did I say? You don't put Aaron Rodgers on the bench.
That's right.
Because he's Aaron Rodgers. Guess what? They're showing up again because of that guy Aaron Rodgers, man.
Yep. I saw a coach say it on a terrific show on ESPN.
I said it.
Stop 2 p.m. Eastern. This just in. He said it.
We want the other guy to play. Let that other guy play when it's his turn. It's Aaron Rodgers' turn to play.
Herm, I'll give you a sleeper. And their record wouldn't indicate that they were a sleeper, but I know how everybody feels about them. Minnesota, man.
Oh.
Just, I mean, look, because they barely find ways to win games. Kirk Cousins, I'm just telling you, that could be a team that could end up being there when it's all said and done.
Yeah, but I worry about their defense.
I worry about, it's a sleeper.
They might be, their defense is asleep.
All right, I got one for you guys.
Sleeping right now.
I got one for you. This is a genuine sleeper, and it's my preseason pick.
Uh-oh.
The Baltimore Ravens, and I will tell you why. Lamar Jackson injury apparently is, you know, knock wood, not season ending. And let me tell you something about the Ravens. When you look at the record and then look at the rest of their schedule, and then you have to think about them now when they're healthy and Lamar's at his best. He beat Joe Burrow head to head already this year. Joe Burrow has a much better team than Lamar. Lamar beat him and outplayed him down the stretch. Lamar last year at times was the best player in the NFL before injuries slowed him down. And this year, he's had some struggles, and yet they still have a good record. And look at the schedule. Steelers, Browns, Falcons, Steelers, and then they end with the Bengals, who they've already beaten. That is not a schedule that prohibits them that or would inhibit them from having a nice little record heading into the playoffs.
I think what helps them is if they play at home a lot and the weather because of the way they play.
That's right.
Because they can't score the ball. You still have to score the ball in the National Football League.
But let guys start getting healthy and Lamar start getting hot. I would hate to face him in the playoffs.
Yeah. Any of those teams. When you get in the playoffs, you're pretty good, guys. Last time I checked.
That is Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst. Thank you, Herm, for joining us
this morning.
All right, Herm.
Nice long chunk of time with Herm Edwards.
Max said he would hate to face him. I'm like, Max, when did you ever?
You personally?
go at us undrafted, guys. Just because I was undrafted. All right. How good can the Niners be with Brock Purdy under center? That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them.
Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Feeling good, Key?
Man, whenever we get to December and we get to listening to this music, I feel like my pockets get lighter.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
They actually do in reality.
Yeah, that's right.
You say what, Jay?
I say you don't feel like they do. You actually do. That's reality.
I mean, yeah, because, toys and you walking through malls and the Christmas lights. Yeah. It just feels like, in New York, pretty, right? The lights and stuff and the air is crisp and it's clean.
Yeah, it's a great time of year.
It's just like out here. It's crisp, it's clean, the air, and you always walking past some shopping centers or something and there's lights everywhere. So it almost makes you have to go in and remember, I forgot to get Max a gift. Oh, I forgot to get so-and-so a gift. You now all of a sudden playing Santa Claus.
But see,
you know?
And then don't forget the word discount now. That's how to, 20% off. Like, might as well do it.
But you walk through, now it's the great thing. Before we move on, one of the beauties of this, these new malls is slick, Max. It's almost like you worked with them to create the architecture of the new mall. Because you have to go through the main department store
to get into the mall.
So as you walk in and get into the department stores, there's hundreds of people working there with their little colognes and this and that. Yeah, here, I got this at 60% off. You can get two bottles.
By the way, the casinos.
I just want to get the Foot Locker. I just want to get to the other side.
You can't go to your room without passing through the casino, right? That's on
same
purpose.
Thing.
Same thing. There was a scientist named Pavlov, right, who did an experiment with his dog. He rang a bell and fed the dog. And every time he rang the bell, the dog would start to salivate because he knew he was getting food. Then he rang the bell and didn't feed him. And guess what happened? Dog still salivated, right? It's called a Pavlovian response. And when Key hears that Christmas music, he has a Pavlovian response. His pockets just start to elevate. They start to feel lighter because the money is coming out every time he hears the music.
Certainly, even if I'm not spending any money, it feels that way.
Right.
Because somebody in your household is spending some money.
You start to salivate. It's a Pavlovian response. All right, guys.
Yeah, I learned that in Columbia, too.
That's right. You learned that at SC. Backup quarterback, third string quarterback, Brock Purdy, quarterback, and the defense lead the Niners past Jay's Miami Dolphins. Purdy threw two touchdown passes after replacing Jimmy G, who suffered a season-ending foot injury on the opening play. San Francisco already lost starting quarterback Trey Lance to a season-ending ankle injury week two. The only other quarterback under contract is Jacob Eason, who's on the practice squad. The Niners are to sign backup quarterback Josh Johnson. Now,
wait, Jacob Eason, the same Jacob Eason that was at Georgia?
Yeah, right.
The one that they ran Justin Fields off for? I'm serious.
Yeah, what other Jacob Eason is there?
No, but is that the same Jacob Eason, which it is, that was at UGA that they decided to, they'd rather have him than Justin Fields?
Key, either it's going to be a situation in San Francisco.
I know.
All right, listen, Justin Fields, we already know. I was on First Take at the time stumping for the Giants to draft Justin Fields, even though they already had Daniel Jones. And if not that, the Bears should move up and grab Justin Fields. We all knew Justin Fields had potential greatness. He's showing it now.
Squirrel.
But the not squirrel. There
squirrel. Squirrel for real.
But But the thing about the Niners is what's about to happen, Key, is one of two things. Either it's going to be what you said about Geno Smith, same thing as Russell Wilson. It's going to be the same thing.
Same thing.
It's going to make Jimmy G look really good. Because when he got to San Francisco, they were losing every game. He went 5-0. The next time he was healthy, they were a play away from winning the Super Bowl.
But those quarterbacks.
The next time he was healthy, they were an interception away from getting back to the Super Bowl.
But those quarterbacks that was replacing Jimmy G, they were not good. They were not
good. You think Brock Purdy's good enough?
Yes, because Brock Purdy has a defense. He has a running game.
But so do those other quarterbacks.
They didn't have 23.
No, they didn't have 20. They didn't have Christian
McCaffrey.
Come on,
man, 23, put the ball in 23 hand. It's a joystick, Jay. It's a boom, boom, bam, bam, I'm gone. See you later.
Tyreek Hill of the running backs. Yeah.
Tell me about Purdy, though. What makes him experienced? Like, tell me what makes him – what makes you feel like he can be inserted and this team can stay at the elevated sense that they are at?
Well, first of all, they didn't change anything offensively. Everything looks the same. He looks like Jimmy G in the pocket. Mm-hmm. If I took 13 off of him and put 10 on him, you would be like, oh, that's Jimmy G. His delivery of the football, all of it just looks like Jimmy G. Everything. And Kyle Shanahan is going to help him not screw things up, just like he did with Jimmy G. He's not going to all of a sudden be a 50-attempt team. That's not how they're built.
I know what you mean about looks the same.
That's one of the reasons why I feel the way I feel.
I know what you mean.
He looks just like you.
Like Christian McCaffrey looks different. That, I mean, for obvious reasons, than a lot of running backs.
Different.
But
yeah,
also, like, he's just – it's not like you could just replace a guy like Saquon Barkley. They just – when you put your eyes on them, that's different looking. But when Purdy plays, it looks the same.
Look at that
small
throw.
Sample size. Yeah.
I mean, look at the throw, though. I understand it's a small sample size, but he's surrounded around better talent than when early 49ers was replacing Jimmy G in and out of the lineup.
You win the Super Bowl with that, Jay? With that? Can you win the Super Bowl? Because a lot of people are taking the Niners.
The thing is, everybody, you guys, I don't know what that is full time. Like, I see what that is for one game when maybe a team doesn't have as much tape, but the difference may be Kyle Shanahan and the way that he can, you know, put up a camouflage over it to a certain degree. I just don't know what that is for a long period of time. I haven't seen it before.
Right.
No, and you are correct in that assessment, Jay. But all I'm saying is when you got dudes like Trent Williams at the left tackle spot, probably the best left tackle in the game, certainly the nastiest left tackle in the game. You got Christian McCaffrey, something that was not there in the past when Max was talking about those backup quarterbacks that was playing in place of Jimmy G. There's a Deebo Samuel there now that's healthy and ready to go. There's an emerging Ayuk that's playing better.
There's Kittle. Yep.
Then when you go on the defensive side of the ball, the front seven and the 3-4 is crazy. I mean, the front seven is just crazy. And then on the back end, they're learning how to play together. Once they get their full complement of learning how to play together and keeping things nice and safe in front of them, San Francisco's going to be a tough out, a rough out for people.
Got the best running back who's also a receiver in Christian McCaffrey and the best receiver who's also a running back in Deebo Samuel. On the same team with Kittle and Ayuk and that defense, it's a lot. They got a lot. What should we expect? Because we thought the Bucs had a lot before the season started, right? What should we expect from the GOAT? Tom Brady, who plays football tonight. How much longer do we have Tom Brady around? He plays football tonight against the rival New Orleans Saints. That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
It's all mathematics. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yates.
It is, listen, I revolve around scientists.
It just sounds better.
It's right.
I try to tell people
it's
years
tough,
ago, Key, because I, you know, I got a place out east when I got a little TV money, got to play, and I'm always playing hip hop, and sometimes
so
people
that was
would,
like 30 years ago then.
20. And some people would, you know, have friends over and stuff, and they were all from all different kinds of backgrounds.
Hey, turn it down.
Yeah, and some of them were like, hey, can we smell Sinatra? Yeah,
no.
They were like, hey, can we play some there? And I'd be like, listen, guys, it's not that I don't want to let you guys play your playlist. It's just this sounds better. That's not
well,
my
Max,
fault.
You've been around them too much.
No, but here's the funny thing.
They're
Key,
influencing you.
Key, back then they would, oh, blah, blah. Nowadays, you know what? Some of them come back and tell me, you were right, man. It just sounds better. They needed a little time. All right.
Woo.
It is time for the Monday Parlay. The Monday Night Football Preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Guys, we won the parlay last week.
Yeah.
We're going for two in a row. I feel like Cal Ripken Jr. over here. Two in a row.
That is correct. That is correct. I'm taking Mike Evans. Receptions, 4 and a hook. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the over. I think he gets 4+. If he doesn't get kicked out messing around with Lattimore, he should be 4 and some change.
That's a matchup to watch. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Andy Dalton passing yards, 219.5. He's only thrown over 219.5 yards 3 times this season, so I'll take the law of averages right there. Like, that's easy. He'll go under.
Okay. At first, I read the wrong thing, and I thought the over-under was 51 points. I'm like, oh, I'm taking the under on that. Then I found out it was 41 points. I'm actually going to take the over here.
That's a smart move.
I think the Bucs are due to score a couple of points, man. Like, that offense got to get a little bit untracked.
I know one thing. The Bucs better win this game, because if they don't win this game, it gets tight, because New Orleans feel like they can win still this division.
So, Key's going over on Mike Evans' receptions, 4.5. Jay, over on Andy Dalton passing yards, 219.5. Under on Andy Dalton's passing yards, 219.5. And I am going over on the total points, 41. I just hope that I'm not being swayed, because when I thought it was 51, I thought that 10 points, I'm like, oh, it's less. It's 10 points less. I'll take the I'm taking the over. All right.
Yeah. So, hey, guys.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be – I'm going to be in the studio here for the next couple of days, and then I'm going to go put my toes in the sand, you know, or whatnot. And it's early, right? Christmas is on the 25th, but I wanted to give the guys in the studio, I gave them their gifts. I had them hand delivered to them. And then I gave James, who works with us, Steele, one of our board ops producers, whatever you want to call it, jack of all trades, a special gift. And so I want to pan the camera to him, and I want him to open up the gift because I want to see him cry. I gave him a gift, something that he's never done before. Now he just needs to tell me which game and where and when does he want to go. But there he is in the back there, and you can read it, see the card.
What does it say, James?
I know what it is.
What does it say, James?
I know what it is.
No, you read it.
Read it, James. It's hard to see on TV.
All right, it says 5 seeds, KC versus anyone.
Come on.
Wow.
Come Come on. What?
James is a major Kansas City Chief fan and has never been to a Kansas City Chief game in Arrowhead.
You feel choked up, James?
You're about to make this man cry.
Oh, you feel choked up? No, keep talking on the mic, James. Oh, keep talking.
No, I mean, that's I don't know what to say to that. Jesus. What am I supposed to do? I don't know.
You're supposed to be happy, be joyous. I mean,
you could tell James
emotionally
touched. I don't know what
you could say.
James always sounds the same.
You know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to be happy about it. Take your three kids and your wife, and go enjoy a Kansas City Chiefs game. And you just let me know what game you want to go to. And it's all taken care of.
He going to cry in the car, for sure.
So, Keith, does that mean, like, travel arrangements? We taking care of all that? Like, we, is, like,
see, now you're getting it. Now you're asking too much.
What happens? So, supposed to get to the game. Where are they staying?
You're asking too much.
All right, so Chiefs and Jets, or Giants, or Patriots. Or,
when they come here. When they come here.
You don't know. He can go. It's right. He can go Christmas Eve if he chooses to. If he want to go to the first home playoff game if he chooses to. If he want to go to the AFC Championship game if he chooses to.
Oh, wow.
You know, he just got to know that they may not make it to the AFC Championship game.
It's an extravagant gift.
So
somewhere,
you know,
maybe like in Arizona in February? Yeah.
Well, hey,
James,
hold on.
All
now.
Travel is inclusive. Everything's taken care of. Yeah, you go to Arizona.
Food, drinks,
everything.
You notice
I didn't say Super Bowl. But that's my gift for me and my family.
I don't see any fine print on here. It says KC.
Gotta read the copyright. Gotta read the copyright.
I don't know.
No, man, that's for me and my family to you, man.
What a nice gift.
And your family for Christmas.
That is an extravagant gift, Key.
Wow.
James, you wouldn't know it from listening to him. He's the only thing where you get emotion out of James is if you say anything that he could at all perceive as negative about Patrick Mahomes. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. Here's the best news ever. Oh, thank you. Here's the worst news ever. Oh, okay.
Well, he's a lifelong Chief fan, and I want to make sure that he gets an opportunity to see his team and Patrick Mahomes play.
James, that's his way of paying you back for that one day in January, you know?
Hey.
What?
What happened in January?
Good people.
Nope.
Stop.
Good quarterbacks on both sides yesterday.
Oh,
so.
You guys.
Quarterback.
You just ruined the guy's moment, man.
Quarterback.
And then I gave the other guys something that they could sip on.
Ooh-wee.
Blanco.
I don't know. You guys have a little hard feelings about the fact that James's gift was so extravagant?
Yeah, it seems like that
was like a little out of whack.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what you and James have
relationship-wise.
They've
been to games. Yates travels the world. Yates came to my birthday party, unlike you, Max.
I was prohibited from flying. By the way, you still see my eyes jacked up.
If your eye is hurting this long, something's really wrong.
Yeah, it doesn't want to be in my head. Obviously, my eye is sending me a strong message.
Anybody wants to be in your head.
It was a detached retina, then a cataract. Now I need something else, and now it's puffing up. My eyeball is like, look, I'm not long for this head. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And then Jay, you know him. I'm coming. I'll be there tomorrow.
I got sick.
And then my wife may go into labor any minute.
This dude.
Yeah. Baby's
gotten
doing
everyone. He got a very nice gift.
Like October, Jay?
Huh?
October, right?
October.
The baby
yes,
was
October 10th.
October.
Yes.
My birthday was in July.
Yes, Key.
I just realized.
I couldn't make it out to California for your
Jay,
birthday.
I just realized. You know what? If you want something, you just go like this. Key, man, I've never had my own private jet. Dang, I just wish I could have my own private jet. Key, this is from my family to yours. Private jet. Then Jay would be like,
but you know
are you going to gas it up or I got to pay
but
for
you know
the
what
gas?
Though? I called Key on his birthday. I called him, wish him a happy birthday. You know, hey, Key, happy birthday.
That's great.
Key didn't call me on my birthday, but that's cool. But that's, you know.
So no, I did call you on
your
birthday.
No, you didn't.
What are you talking
about?
It's progressive.
You said it on a text message. Like, oh, it's your birthday, Jay? I guess happy birthday.
It's progressive's 10th Keys to Progress giveaway for veterans this year. Their goal, speaking of giving,
the playmaker
is to
got me smelling like a bottle of cologne.
A vehicle to a recipient, small business, or nonprofit in every single state. See more about their annual giveaway at keystoprogress.com. That was a tremendous
one
gift.
One day in January,
that
James.
Key gave James. And, Jay, you've turned it into something negative for some reason.
Life-changing event.
We'll all see each other tomorrow morning.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.